KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Hey, Ariel, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
It's something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now. First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know.
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test, 2,
let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, well, 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 that is us. Good morning, everybody, and happy Hump Day. Welcome to Wednesday, September 16th. Happy Mexican Independence Day as well today. It's also National Guacamole Day. I wonder if that's for that reason or not, but I'm going to be having me some guac today as well. And also National Working Parents Day. So shout out to all the working parents. And oh gosh, now more than ever, you are juggling even more. School at home, work from home, cooking, cleaning, all of it, man. We got a lot going on, but yeah, good morning, everybody.
I got to give praise to Vanessa, doing it all herself.
That's a lie. I am here and I help out with the cooking, with the cleaning.
I know how you help cook. You get on that app. You get on that app. You're like, oh, I'll cook tonight. Hold on. Let's see what's good on Dash Pass, baby. Yeah,
wait, what has free guacamole today for National Guac Day?
What has free guacamole and free delivery? All right. Don't worry about it, honey. I got the cooking tonight. Stay in the room and work away.
So how good did it feel yesterday to finally have some breathable air? Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so nice. I sat outside for like 2 hours yesterday. Loved it.
Yeah, so I spent the afternoon like washing. You know, you mentioned your power washer. I don't have a power washer, but I have, you know, the nozzle with the power, you know.
The hose. Attached to the hose, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. That you attach to the hose.
A little sprayer.
I was, like, out there. But let me tell you what I did. It's so stupid. I power washed the bottom of my, you know, the bottom deck first.
Before the furniture?
No. What do you mean? Then I went upstairs and power washed the top deck. So guess what happened?
All the ash and dirty water came down to the level you just cleaned.
Correct. So then I spent 20 more minutes outside doing the bottom again. So always do the top first, the bottom second. Well, right, Art?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I always tell you, I love the power washer. It is my favorite pastime, so you are welcome to borrow it if you want to use it. It's super fun and addicting. And it takes time. You know what I mean? Like, to do things right, it really takes some patience and time, so it's a full mission.
It is so addicting, Benny, because I had the super sprayer on my hose. Not the power. I need the power wash to really get it clean. But in between the cracks, it holds, like, leaves and things, that debris that's falling from the trees. And when you get in there and you see all that stuff coming up and getting out of there, moving on. Oh, my God. It's like the most satisfying feeling ever.
It is indeed. It is. Producer Art, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy outdoors at all yesterday?
I finally got to go for a bike ride for the first time in like 2 weeks. And I'm very out of shape. I mean, you know, exponentially now because I haven't gone outside for like 2 weeks.
I just picture him as like Forrest Gump when he's riding his bike. You know? like very unathletic, awkward.
I am very athletic.
Well, I'm still waiting on you to bring that bike over here so we go on a bike ride through the hills of Marin. Come on.
I mean, I only have a single speed, so I'll get up half of that hill, but I'll do my best.
That single speed is not going to cut it for some of these hills.
And also, please remember that Benny says that now, but as soon as you say you want to come over, he'll ghost you.
No.
He's going to disappear.
No, I won't. Not when it comes to a bike ride. I'm in for that.
Yeah. Don't you always ghost our promotions director when he tries to come over for a bike ride?
Well, that's different. Oh, is it? I love you, Carlos. I love you. I haven't seen Carlos in a long time, our promotions director. Actually, I miss him. You know, that is the thing. I was reading this list this morning about some of the things we miss about going into the office and seeing some of the of our coworkers. I miss that. You know what else I really miss is going out to lunch with coworkers. Like, that was super fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Aww. One day, 2022, I'll see y'all again, okay?
It was always fun until, you know, our lunch started about 11 a.m., because we get off the show. And then it was always fun until we got a call from Vanessa around 4 p.m. Like, where are y'all? It's 4. Y'all are still at lunch? Oh, yeah, we kind of are.
Yeah. Oh, we love our long extended lunches. Well, good morning. Happy Hump Day, everybody. Welcome to the day, of course, The Secret Sound. We are doing it this morning, 8:20 and 9:20. $1,500 is in that jackpot. So if you want to win that, make sure you are here later this morning. But right now, we've got Big Money Minute. 10 questions worth $1,000 if you can answer them all correctly within 60 seconds. And if you have signed up at 997now.com, we could be calling you next. Let's kick it off with some Usher this morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Samantha in Fremont. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Oh, I miss Fremont, Samantha. How's Pacific Commons holding up without me?
Oh, it's doing okay.
Yeah, oh, I miss everything about Fremont. It was nice and sunny there. Oh, well, when you get divorced, things happen.
Divorced. Well, thank you for buying me some time there, Greg, while I find my question.
Yeah, there you go. We only had some last night, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, there they are. I got them.
We could always switch it up one day, and I could read the questions. God knows what would happen.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Maybe we'll do that next hour. You read them, I'll recap them.
Oh, Lord.
But I did find them, so let's run through these together. All right, Samantha, $1,000 could be yours if you answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Ready, set, go.
True or false, Al Gore ran for president in the 80s.
True.
How many days are in 5 weeks?
35.
How many degrees does a perfect angle have?
90.
Spell license.
LISENCE.
If I'm drinking a PSL, what am I drinking?
A beer.
What country are Dutch people from?
Sweden.
What lake sits on the border of California and Nevada?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Pat.
Mark McGuire played for what Bay Area team?
Oakland A's.
Which continent has the largest population?
North America.
Tony Stark is the alter ego of what superhero?
Iron Man.
Yep.
All right.
We did
get through all 10 of them this morning, but it was a little bit rough, Samantha. But let's go through them. There's definitely ones that you knew. It's actually false. Al Gore ran for president in 2000, not in the 80s. There are 35 days in 5 weeks. 90 degrees and a perfect angle. License, you transpose the C and the S, so it's actually LICENSE. If you're drinking a PSL, that's a pumpkin spice latte, but you know what? They have...
I don't drink that.
I don't either, but they do have pumpkin spiced beer, so hey, that was a good guess. If you are Dutch, you're
that
from...
That sounds terrible. Who wants a pumpkin spice beer?
Have you had the horchata beer, too? It's disgusting.
I will smack that out of your hand if I see you drinking so a gross pumpkin spice beer.
I mean, listen, y'all know I'm from the country. I'll just take a good old Miller Lite, Bud Light. I don't need all that stuff. If you are Dutch, you are from the Netherlands. The lake we were looking for on the California-Nevada border, of course, that's Lake Tahoe. You must be an Oakland A's fan because you knew Mark McGuire was one of the Smash Brothers for the A's. The largest population is Asia, and Tony Stark's is Iron Man.
All right, Samantha, no $1,000 this time around. But go have yourself a great day. All right.
Bye,
Samantha.
All right. I'll come see you in Fremont.
Fremont. All right. 6:30.
Fremont.
6:30 dirty is coming. The air is finally somewhat breathable, but smoke is on its way back soon. We'll tell you when that will happen. Plus, Apple dropped some new products yesterday, and we'll go over them next. Hang on.
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up with Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Morning. Happy hump day, everybody. So, are you driving right now? And if so, do you consider yourself a good or a bad driver?
Now, I think everybody likes to think they're a good driver, but let's be real. Get on the road for 30 seconds, and that's not the case.
Everybody thinks they are a good driver. I am a good driver because I am a very cautious, slow driver. I am not wild, out of control. I don't need to get anywhere very quickly.
Well, I have noticed, because I'm in the group of people that just haven't driven much over the past 6 months, and so when I do run to the store or whatever, I'm a bit rusty. I got left foot a little bit. It's, you know, like I come to these just abrupt stops. Like, I'm like, geez, I need to practice driving again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I drive my car at least once a week. That's to move it for street cleaning. I mean, that's about it. And I move it a block. So I'm not driving a whole lot. Then I go to the grocery store. And that's about it.
Well, here are the top five signs that you are considered a bad driver. Number five, you use your horn too much.
Never use it.
I don't either, unless it, you know, sometimes I've had to use it. If somebody really pulls a a-hole move and cuts me off, I'll use it. But I'm not doing the New York thing, you know, where the light turns green, just by the way they do. Gee, it's been like not even 1 second.
Drove me crazy in Philadelphia. They are horn crazy. Horny they are.
Hello.
They blow their horns constantly. I hated it.
You have constant road rage. For sure, that makes you a bad driver. You're just always angry behind the wheel. Art strikes me as somebody that's always angry behind the wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
Because other people are bad drivers. I mean, so of course I'm going to be mad at them.
That doesn't make you a good driver. You're now a bad driver.
Okay, whatever.
I let it go just because I've read too many stories where somebody flipped somebody off and then they, you know, shot them. Yeah. It's not worth it. Just let them do what they want to do.
This is my pet peeve. Tailgating. Mm-mm. Do you brake check somebody when they're tailgating? Just start tapping the brakes? Like,
okay, that's
off,
okay, that's called road rage also. That's a form of road rage.
No, that's passive aggressive, though. No,
do not do that. Do not. That is dangerous.
This is bad.
But now listen, if you're the guy in the fast lane going 55, then you should be getting tailgated. Get over.
And the high beams being flashed at you, horn honking, all of it.
Again, that's road rage.
If you're driving the speed limit.
All terrible recommendations.
No, is that terrible?
You two are horrible. Stay off the road.
Top five signs you're a bad driver. Number two, cutting people off.
No.
You cut people off?
No, never. I hate it.
I don't cut people off, but is this... Okay, here's the one bad thing I do. Tell me if this is cutting people off. So when there's a long line, I go into the short line, and then I force my...
No!
I know.
I will block you. I'm the person who will try to block you.
Yeah, but guess what? If you block me, the person in front of you will let me go. I am that person.
No, that's the person behind me that might let you go. That one in front already didn't let you go, and now I'm not letting you go.
The one bad thing that I do is I will not wait in a long line. If there's a short line, I will drive up and I will go in, and I always get in.
Well, how? I don't understand how people have such a hard time understanding the concept of merging. Every other car goes.
It's like a
zipper. The D-bags that try to get, they scooch up. It's two. I'm going to go with this car in front of me. I'm not letting you in. Like, merging every other car goes. I don't understand the problem.
Well, it's because they're all trying to block people like Greg who are trying to cut.
Sorry. At least I can admit that I have a problem with that. But I'm perfect in every other way as far as driving. That is, I do that.
And the number one sign you're a bad driver, excessive speeding. But what's not on the top five that I think should be on here is not using your blinker.
Yes.
That drives me nuts, too. Mm-hmm. Use your blinker. It's a little magical switch you have there on your left side of the steering wheel.
I do all that. And I think I'm a good driver only because my father and my brother were so... They both taught me how to drive, and they're so mean, and they say the F word so much and screamed at me so much that it's just, like, ingrained in me now that...
But do you have tickets or accidents?
Me? Zero.
I think everybody does.
Nope.
I don't.
I have no tickets,
do
no
you?
Accidents, knock on wood.
Greg?
Of course. I mean, who doesn't have at least a ticket and an accident?
Well, I mean, I did it when I was 18. I got one ticket. But that's
okay, well,
gone.
Then you have one.
That's long gone off my record. At 18, I mean,
how many tickets
no one asked you if it was on your record. Who knows how many tickets I have.
So many.
I mean, hardly any here. Uh-huh. In Texas, a zillion. But here, not many. I did get one because I turned left onto Mission off of 16th once, and the cop was pulled me over at 5 in the morning going to work and told me that everybody in San Francisco knows that you can't take a left onto Mission from San Francisco. I was like, they do? Seriously, you think everybody in San Francisco knows that?
Well, I'm teaching my daughter, Alyssa, how to drive right now, and it is the scariest thing in the world. Mm. I mean, it's such a huge responsibility. So that part just scares me. And she's good. She's doing pretty good. I think the thing she needs to work on the most is coming to a better stop. But then here I am saying that I'm coming to a better stop lately.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to ease into that stop. It's from gas to brake. But it's scary. And took her on the freeway for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's scary stuff, man.
I just thought of the other bad thing I do. And I've admitted to this before. I do text when I drive. And I gotta stop.
No, I do. No.
But it's usually only at stop signs and stop lights.
Yeah, no, when she's driving, phone goes in the center console. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, Benny, we all know you're great at putting away your phone and ignoring it for hours and 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 days and days and days, even if you're not driving. But I'm not. I think I have to respond to every message immediately.
All right, we got to jump into your 630 Dirty. It's on the way. Kim Kardashian is boycotting Instagram. Some may be happy, others are sad. We'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, how about that? We actually had some semi-normal looking skies and breathable air yesterday.
It was beautiful outside. I worked in the back and sprayed off ash and stuff, and I actually got a little bit of a sunburn.
Let's enjoy it while we can, because smoky skies could come back this weekend. They're saying late Saturday, maybe Sunday. So enjoy the clear skies while we have them. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky have reached a $12 million settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor in its wrongful death lawsuit.
But still, nobody's been arrested.
The city has also agreed to sweeping police reforms as part of the negotiation. But yes, as you said, Greg, a lot of people are still very upset because they do not believe justice has been served, as no officers have been charged. Apple held an event yesterday, but no new iPhone was announced. They did announce a new iPad and a new Apple Watch, which is perfect since I just bought my watch like 2 months ago.
Doesn't that always happen?
They also revealed a series of bundles for some of their subscription services. For example, you can bundle Apple TV Plus, Apple Music, Apple Arcade, and 50 gigs of iCloud storage for $15 a month. By the way, the iOS software update will be available today as well. And a new survey looked at how long it takes us to make a fairly major purchase like a new TV. And from start to finish, what do you think the average time is?
For me, it's about 15 minutes, but
I don't know. He's an impulse buyer.
Oh, you get online, you see something you like, and bam, let's say 2 days.
No, they're saying just over 3 hours from start to finish is how long it takes for somebody to make a big purchase. They broke it down in 7 stages, everything from, like, you know, spending nearly 40 minutes deciding, well, whether or not I actually need the product, and then 30 minutes spent reviewing the item.
Sassy sport.
The 2-game series between the Giants and the Mariners in Seattle was postponed yesterday and then moved to San Francisco because of unhealthy air quality in Seattle caused by all these West Coast fires. Now, you know things are bad in Seattle if they're moving the games from indoors there to outdoors here, saying the air quality in San Francisco is far better. But as you mentioned, it is getting better here. It's getting worse there. Major League Baseball was heavily criticized for letting the A's and Mariners play a doubleheader in Seattle on Monday, with the air quality index reaching very unhealthy levels, even with that roof closed. And A's pitcher Jesus Luzardo told the media he's a healthy 22-year-old, and he was gasping for air during the game on Monday.
I believe it.
The 49ers are now actively trying to identify a fan and ban him from 49er events for life after he sent super horrifically racist tweets to Arizona Cardinals player Buda Baker after the Cardinals beat San Francisco Sunday. Telling you, this Twitter is just a place where trolls hang out.
It's everywhere right now, unfortunately.
Baker shared the tweets from the fan who called him multiple racist slurs, including the N-word, after Baker was involved in a play where 49er star tight end George Kittle was injured. The play was not dirty at all. He just tackled him. But injuries happen in football. Immediately, the Niners denounced the tweet, saying that those words don't represent the team or its fans, and Kittle posted support of Baker. And the Denver Nuggets shocked Kawhi Leonard and the LA Clippers last night in Game 7 of their series, so it'll be the Nuggets advancing to the Western Conference Finals to play LeBron and the Lakers, not the heavily favored Clippers. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. Do you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Cardi B has filed for divorce from husband Offset after 3 years of marriage. There are a ton of rumors floating around that Offset cheated again.
Not a surprise.
You're right. Back in 2018, he got caught cheating. She took him back. Cardi has yet to say anything publicly, but you know there's going to be a fun Instagram video coming from Cardi when she's ready.
That Instagram video is probably proof that he cheated. Can you imagine? She's probably going to post something that he did.
She plays the footage. Cardi is also seeking full custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture. Disney Plus dropped a new trailer for the second season of its hit Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. The clip features Mando and Baby Yoda arriving on a snowy planet and introduces Rosario Dawson's new character.
Oh my God, everybody's obsessed with the show.
Season 2 will launch October 30th. You probably won't see any social media posts from your favorite celebs today, thanks to the Stop Profit for Hate boycott. So the day-long freeze aims to pressure Facebook and IG to crack down on hate speech and disinformation on their platforms. Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lawrence, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, and Leo DiCaprio are among some of the celebs joining in the boycott. That is your Dirty on the 30. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up.
We are on fire.
Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Hump Day. Happy Mexican Independence Day. Now, we're getting a lot of requests, Greg, for you and I to do some gritos this morning on the show.
Yeah, we normally have a grito off.
Yeah, on Cinco de Mayo, though, normally.
Well, we do them both. We do Cinco de Mayo and we do Días de Reyes. But we're not in the studio right now. And I don't know about you, Benny, but I know my neighbor would hate me if I started doing gritos at 6:30 in the morning.
Would hate you? Let me say this. Your neighbor already hates you.
Yeah, true.
My neighbor is not a fan of me either. So if you and I, or should we just do this? I was going to say, yeah, we're going to do it at 8 o'clock because it is a little early. We don't want to wake up the whole neighborhood right now if we start doing loud gritos. But actually, should we just?
I think
we
should do it.
You can do it. I'm waiting until 8. That's my cutoff. He's going to kill me. I won't even grind. I can't even have coffee this morning because he's going to bitch that I'm grinding the coffee beans in the kitchen and his bedroom's right directly above. A whispering one.
No, you can't.
Hi.
No, baby. No, one volume. Volume 11. You got to get loud. Okay, that's weak. We're doing it at 8 o'clock then. Because we got to do it. We're a team. 8 o'clock then. We'll do some gritos for you. And you can call in and give us your gritos. We'd love that as well.
Yeah, where you at, Hector? Hector texted in this morning. I told him, bring it. And also, Sal, you're in the studio. Big shot. You could do one right now. You have no sound limitations.
Sal, can you do a legit one? Because you are Mexican. You cannot let your folks down right now. Can you do a legit one?
I don't know if I'm in the right mindset right
now.
You
are
in the right mindset. Give him a shot of tequila then. What mindset?
Sal, let's go. Come on. Cut that bed. I'm going to play this one. All right, let's go. Give me one.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Let's go!
That was horrible.
Oh, my God. Let me hear you do better. Hey.
Mine was better, and mine was whispering.
That was terrible.
Come on, Sal.
I told you I wasn't in the right mindset right now.
You better get in the right mindset for 8 o'clock, buddy.
All right, we're doing it. 8 o'clock, we'll do some gritos. Right now, let's do some Would You Rather Wednesdays, shall we? All right. Would you rather only hear one album for the rest of your life or only watch one TV series or movie?
Only watch one TV series, because I can watch the same. Like, I can watch The Golden Girls every single night, and I have been doing that for 20 years, so.
And that would be the series, Golden Girls?
Yeah, let's take that one. I mean, they're always funny. They're always trustworthy that I'm going to have a good time watching them.
Producer Art, what are you going with? One CD, one album, or one show?
Nah, I'm going to go with one show. Could be The Simpsons. Maybe that's a classic. Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's enough episodes to watch forever.
Plus, if you get the right series, like if you get like Grey's Anatomy that's been on for 7,000 seasons, you have
7,000 episodes.
Yeah, you have so many. The Simpsons also falls into that category.
Or 90 Day Fiancé. They have like 34 spinoffs.
Would you rather let your partner choose every single movie you watch or pick every restaurant you eat at?
I don't care about movies, so he can pick all the movies he wants.
I'm definitely going to go opposite, because Vanessa and I like pretty much all the same food, so she can choose the restaurants. She's definitely not choosing the movies we're watching. Yeah. She always picks a turd. She doesn't pick good ones.
At least you can sleep through a movie. You can't really sleep through dinner. And I'm a little bit more bougie in my old age, and I date guys who always want to go to, like, Applebee's, and it's just not my thing. I don't want to go to Applebee's.
Would you rather speak any language fluently, or have the ability to talk to animals?
Oh, have the ability to talk to animals.
Yeah, of course.
I would love to ask Callie what you do while no one's around. Can you imagine if Callie could tell me what you're up to?
I've been talking to my dog already for years. I'm still waiting for her to talk back to me. I would love to talk to her.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I would love to talk to animals.
But then with my old dog who I had for 14 years, so I had him from starting at 18 years old, so through those crazy years of your life, I'm like, could you imagine if this dog, Rocco, could talk? How much trouble he could get me into, or the things that he would say.
That's why I want to talk to the dog.
No.
Can you imagine if Vanessa could ask Callie what you're up to by yourself?
We would not have a dog. All right, Big Money Minute. We're set to play 10 questions worth $1,000. And, of course, if you've signed up at 997now.com, your phone could be ringing in the next 3 minutes. Stand by. We're playing next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
All right, and this time around, we're playing with Max in San Jose. What's up, Max? Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to take this $1,000? Can you do it? It's been a while since we've had a winner.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, Max, here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you can do that correctly, you're going to win the money. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Adore You and Watermelon Sugar, their songs from which artist?
Harry Styles.
What is 30 divided by 6 plus 15?
18.
Spell miniature.
M-I-N-A-T-U-R-E-S.
What state is home to the original Hershey's factory?
Pennsylvania.
Freddy Krueger is the villain in what movie series?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
How many meters are in a kilometer?
20.
Who won more Super Bowls, Joe Montana or Steve Young?
Joe Montana.
Who starred in the movie version of The Da Vinci Code?
Tom Hanks.
Tim Cook is the CEO of what company?
Pat.
That's the last question. Take a guess. You eat them.
Three, two, did you say it? Did you guess?
Nope.
Okay, we tried to help you out there.
I was waiting for your buzzer, Benny. You gave him like 20 seconds on that one.
Well, I didn't know if he said something and I didn't hear him, but he did not. So let's go through it, Max. Let's see how you did this morning.
All right, let us see how you did. Sacramento, California, that is the capital. Harry Styles sings Watermelon Sugar and Adore You. 30 divided by 6 plus 15 is 20. Miniature. It's actually M-I-N-I-A-T-U-R-E. The original Hershey's factory is in Pennsylvania. Hey, you're the first person to ever get a villain in a horror movie question, right? It is Nightmare on Elm Street that Freddy Krueger stars in. There are 1,000 meters in a kilometer. Joe Montana won way more Super Bowls than Steve Young. You got that right. Tom Hanks starred in The Da Vinci Code. And Tim Cook, or as President Trump calls him, Tim Apple. He is the CEO of Apple.
All right, Max. No $1,000 this morning, man. But as always, we appreciate you listening and have a fantastic day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
All right, so you might have seen this video going viral this week after a local TV station in Utah covered an anti-mask rally featuring some terrible insight from a child And literally one of the most jaw-dropping comments regarding the mask debate that we have heard thus far. Take a listen to this.
A passionate call for action in St. George. Several police officers on standby as many locals called concerns about coronavirus spikes overblown.
The flu kills more than coronavirus.
Others calling the virus a hoax or stating that asymptomatic carriers simply do not exist and they cannot be forced to wear masks anywhere as citizens of the United States.
When George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, I can't breathe, but we're being forced to wear it anyway.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, anything I would say at this point would get me fired, so I'm going to keep it moving.
I mean, these people are breathing the same air as us. You know what I'm saying? These are living people. They're here.
Living, but brain dead.
I mean, what comes through that child your head to even make a comment? And then, yeah, that poor child.
The child has no chance to grow up normal. Well, we know who they're voting for.
All right. Well, how about some funny when it comes to wearing the masks? So actor Paul Rudd, he filmed this new PSA to promote mask wearing. He pretends to be a millennial using all the lingo he can possibly cram into one video. Listen to Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. Get this. Apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it. Vibe check. Yes, queens like ourselves. We want to go to bars. We want to drink, hook up, do our TikToks. I get it. I'm not going to preach at you like some celebrity. Ugh. This is a combo where I talk and you shut up and wear your mask.
There it is. Preach. I love all the lingo. He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just literally saying every single word he's heard. By the way, Paul Rudd is 51 years old. He is not a millennial.
Yeah, Gen X.
And the mask, I mean, you can do some fashionable things with a mask these days. I don't know why people have such a, adverse reaction to them.
Well, look at Lady Gaga at the VMAs. You see all those masks she was wearing? They were super dope.
They were amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know you don't care about this, but the Real Housewives of New York had their reunion this week, and they have a socially distanced reunion, and they're rocking some really cool masks. Very fashionable.
So, over the weekend, Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, accidentally posted a nude picture to his IG. Naturally, it got a lot of attention. Most of it came from Greg.
Yeah. 90% of it came from me.
Well, Chris went on Tamron Hall yesterday to talk about the slip-up.
What happened, Chris?
Something happened this weekend?
How you feeling?
It's been an interesting weekend, full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. Things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans.
How's he feeling? Proud is how he's feeling.
Well, that's what I have some fantastic fans. That's what that means.
You have fantastic everything, honey. Well,
he's getting lots of compliments.
Art
and I were talking before the show this morning. How much you want to bet that he probably has a movie coming out? This is just Hollywood's way of doing some promo. Yep. Like, he accidentally uploaded this.
I know. I know what could be a stand-in for a lot of it. Same size.
I will say I like the tweet that he sent out. He did say, now that I have your attention, get out there and vote. There it is.
I'll never look at him the same.
That is your sound check. Ghostbusters goes like this. You met someone, chatted, maybe a date or two, and then you got ghosted. Well, call the professionals. We'll track them down for you. Sam joins us this morning because Nadia ghosted you, Sam.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it. But I think the thing that's got me most hung up is not a lot of girls on dating apps, they want to meet up. But Nadia was totally down, and we had two great dates. So I don't know I was a gentleman. I didn't cuss. I was just trying to figure out why the ghost job.
So you guys met not once, but twice for dates, and you say they went really well?
Correct. The first date was a nice little lunch on the sidewalk, and the second date was a restaurant that she wanted to go to that had a really nice, outdoor area and a back for, eating outside. And it was, dare I say, romantic, but I think we had a great time. But last dinner, got a good night text, and never heard from her again. So, I asked a couple buddies, what I should do, but I don't want to come across, I don't want to be real, I'm a gentleman. I don't want to be a stalker or, blow up her phone or anything, but I mean, at the same time, I do want to know what happened.
And that led you to us then.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, Sam, let's get you some answers. Hang on the line. We'll make the call next. Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. Our man Sam said that his first day with Nadia went so well, he got himself a second one. But then she ghosted him. So we're going to call Nadia right now. If she picks up, we're going to get Sam some answers.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Nadia?
Yes.
Hi, Nadia. My name is Benny, and I'm here with Greg. We host a morning show called Big Bay Mornings, and you are on the Ghostbusters right now.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what ghosting is and Ghostbusters is?
Yes, I totally. I listen to you guys all the time.
We appreciate it. So, looks like you're up this time for Ghostbusters, Nadia. We got hit up by a gentleman named Sam, and he said you guys went out on a couple nice dates. He thought things went great. But you have ghosted him since the last date.
I know I probably should have handled it better, and I'm so sorry.
Well, what did you let us ask real quick, what did you think about Sam on these dates? Because he really thought they were nice and even romantic.
He's so sweet. He truly is. And he's not your average Bay Area guy, you know? And it's just...
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, he's a bit of a throwback, which is nice because he's so polite and but he's also a bit of a caveman too, you know what I mean? It's like
I don't.
Well, okay. Keep in mind he's a really nice guy. He's really sweet, but you know, like, cuz we met on Hinge. Did he tell you that?
No, I don't think he did. But
So we met on Hinge, and when you know all the pictures he posted on his Hinge account are really cute. But when we met up, he's got this pretty grown out, massive beard. So I didn't expect it when I first met him. I mean, but you know, it didn't bother me. It wasn't that big of a deal. But you know, I got a little freaked out over it.
It's the quarantine beard. Is he rocking what a lot of people are rocking right now?
Well, okay, so, Sam is like a totally man's man, and he sort of eats like a savage, you know what I mean? And he, when he orders...
All right, so he's a caveman who eats like a savage, who has a massive beard.
Yeah.
That's what we've got so far?
It's a hell of an image. Define eating like a savage. What do you mean he's eating like a savage?
What I mean is, like, when he orders a rack of lamb, like, he's using his hands and he's going all in on that thing.
He's got sheep's blood all over his beard, his face.
I'm totally picturing some of those Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah. Like he just hunted it himself, just killed this thing, and now he's eating it.
He didn't even order it. He brought it himself.
It's not even cooked.
Sorry.
It's cute and endearing, but, you know, it's a mess when you have a beard. And both times that we went out, there was food all up in his beard. And if I knew him a little bit better, and if it wasn't like a first or second date, maybe I would have helped get the meat out of my poor fellow's face. But.
Excuse me. Can I help you get the meat out of your beard, please?
I mean, are you exaggerating? Because I know we're exaggerating. But, like, how bad was it? Was it really bad? I mean, did he really have chunks of meat, like, all stuck in his beard?
On the second date, no joke. On the second date, you know, he went in to kiss me on the cheek, and I felt like a wet noodle on my face. That just pushed me, you know? And I know ghosting's not the best thing to do, and I.
I mean, he did sound like a nice guy, but I could hear it in his voice a little bit. Actually, I could see him being this kind of guy.
Benny, here's the problem. He's on the phone. I don't even want to take him off hold. I feel horrible for laughing.
Oh, I think he knows we're just having fun. Sam, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, John. I was just checking the mirror, making sure I didn't have any errant wet noodles stuck in the beard. No?
Oh, my God. Please don't club us over the head.
No. I'm sure you guys can put together, you know, Nadia has a great sense of humor. Another reason why I'd obviously wanted to not be ghosted by her. But, no, for sure. Like, I definitely have grown out my facial hair, but this is just like a Rona look, you know? I can totally trim this gone, no problem, you know?
Did you realize there was meat in your beard on either date?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I guess I'm glad I didn't order the lobster bisque. I think Nadia's just, you know, using heaven's fun, and I'm sure, yes, I got a little down and dirty with those ribs. I mean, the rack of lamb, rather, but I think, you know, I'm a guy who sees meat on the bone. I mean, move a fork and knife, you know, use a fork and knife. You got to use your hand.
I agree with you. We talk about this all the time, like with chicken wings and stuff. I'm going all in.
Okay, chicken wings is different than lamb chops.
I'm doing the same. I'm doing it with a T-bone steak.
On a date? No way, dude.
Yes,
on a date?
You're on a date, no. But
exactly. Let's say with your friends. If I go out to Roost Chris with you and you get the T-bone, you are not grabbing that thing with your hands and eating.
Oh, I am.
No.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, you'll be sitting by yourself.
No, I want to be sitting with Sam.
Okay, yeah, you and Sam. Yeah, you can feed each other. So, I will say this, though, Sam. Like, I didn't grow mine out super long, my beard, but I did definitely let it go for a month or two during quarantine, and there would be times that I'd be eating, and I would, you know, walk away, or my wife Vanessa would tell me that I would have, a noodle or something, some, you know, sour cream in my beard. You just don't feel it. You don't know.
I'm right there with you. I mean, for sure, but had I known that I was, I guess, that unkempt on a date, obviously I would have excused myself or wiped my face with a napkin or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally on. Like I said, it could be gone. Like, again, that's just stuck in the beard. I mean, the beard, that could be 86, no problem.
Nadia, he likes you. He's willing to shave that beard right now for you.
I think that's great. And, yeah.
Well, great enough to maybe see him again if he shaves the beard?
I really would.
Yay!
I would. Yeah. I don't want any more pimples on my face, though. But, you know.
No.
I can get that
No problem. I'll tell you what, I'll shave this right off, and I'll shoot you a selfie when we get off the air here, after I hit up the restroom.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Well, God, he's so nice. You're so nice, Sam. Not that you're not nice, Naughty. You're funny. He's nice.
Well, no, gentlemen, I appreciate it.
All right, well, look at that. Another happy ending to Ghostbusters. All right, guys. Nadia, thanks for talking to us on the radio this morning. Sam, thanks for reaching out. And good luck to the both of you.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Good morning, Bay Area, and welcome to a new day.
From Santa Rosa to San Jose.
Oh, this is the best way to wake up ever.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, whoa, turn that down. Good morning, happy hump day, happy Mexican Independence Day.
Yes, it says.
We're going to get into some gritos here in a moment, but I do have to read some text that came in about the Ghostbusters. I mean, was that not the funniest Ghostbusters ever?
I mean, literally dying throughout it.
I mean, we were having a good time. I know that much.
Look, you could just have leftovers from his beard. Like, you wouldn't even have to get a doggy bag.
Shonika texted and said, can you please give Sam my number? I eat a rack of lamb like that, and I'm single. Well, that's why.
No, I like a person I can eat with and just get dirty.
I can't read that text on the air, although I really want to. Someone said that's probably not the only thing. He blanks like a savage.
All right, Megan Thee Stallion.
just a lot of that was the funniest Ghostbusters ever. And a lot of people want Sam's number. They love the way he sounded. His voice is sexy and he sounds like a gentleman.
He was so sweet and he did sound very hot.
All right, so as promised, let's do some gritos. And you can call us if you want to get on the air and do a great show. 888-456-9970. We were going to do it at 6 a.m., but it was way too early. Then we're going to do it last hour at 7. And we're like, it's still too early. Listen, Greg and I are still broadcasting from home. Our neighbors already do not like us. And I guarantee you, even at 8:02 right now when I do it, I'm going to end up on Nextdoor with another complaint from my neighbor.
I know. Me too. I should have broadcast from the bedroom today. At least I'd be quieter.
All right. Shall we do it? Who's up first?
Yeah, I'll go. Benny, you're the... I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give you the title because you are so good at it. I know that.
Thank you very much.
We heard Sal's earlier.
Sal, and you're the only Mexican one on the show, and you let us down.
It's not my forte. That's not my forte.
What is your forte? Nothing seems to be your forte.
I can make bread.
Wow. Spoken like a true bolillo.
All right, Gregory. Well, let's do it. You go first.
Okay. I'm not great with that tequila in me, but here we go.
Not bad.
I mean, it's not horrible. Right. Ding dong. There goes my doorbell.
Excuse me, Greg, I'm wondering what's happening down there this morning.
Oh, God. Is Art going to try? He's Panamanian.
Sure. I'm not good at this either, so let's give it a whirl.
Not bad.
Brother, this guy stinks!
It wasn't bad.
It's not bad. Okay. You need a little more. You had a lot of girth. You need a little more length.
Okay.
All right. Here, Jesus.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. I'll go. Get back to my music. Give me my music again. Come on. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
No!
I mean, that was good. I mean, that was amazing.
Thank you. You want a party? Makes me want a party today. I'm ready. Let's go to a quince. Let's do something. Let's go to a wedding.
The next sound my neighbor's going to hear is me shaking a margarita in the mixer. I wish you had made that purchase and bought the margarita slushy machine, Benny.
Can you take a look at the Zoom camera? Because I can't concentrate when I look at our producer and all I see him do is his hand motions of hurry up, wrap
stop
it up.
Stop talking. Stop having
up.
Fun. Don't have fun.
Shut up, please, and play a song.
It's not about that. It's not about that.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to skip Would You Rather Wednesdays this hour then because producer Art's telling us to shut up. So we'll move right into Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. If you could do it, get signed up at 997now.com. And if you have already signed up, we're going to call you in the next 3 minutes. Come on, let's go!
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's do it. Good morning, and who is this?
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Nervous.
You were supposed to say, it's Brittany, B.
I'm trying not to get kicked off the line. No cursing.
Yes, no cursing. Thank you.
That's not a cuss word, especially if you're gay. That's a term of endearment, honey.
All right, Brittany. Well, I know you are nervous, so we'll get right into the game, then we'll chat afterwards. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. Good luck, and here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What color are Smurfs?
Blue.
Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
The 12th and 19th Street BART stations. They're in which city?
San Francisco.
Spell reference.
R-E-S-R-E-N-C-E.
If you have 12 nickels, how much money do you have?
Can you repeat that?
If you have 12 nickels, how much money do you have?
Pass.
The Giants play in the National League. What league do the A's play in?
Pass.
True or false? Ireland is an island.
False.
Princess Anna is from which Disney movie?
Frozen.
Bruce Willis was married to what actress for 11 years?
Demi Moore.
In texting terms, what does ROFL stand for?
Pass.
Well, that's
it. And that was your final question, Brittany. Let's go through them and see what you got right and what you got wrong. Smurfs are blue. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare wrote that.
How do you know that song?
I have a lot of street cred. Don't even try it.
Wait, do you know who sings it? I think I remember the name.
Shakespeare sings it.
No, I think, wasn't her name Silky Fine? It was a woman, right? It was a guy, Silky.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot blank on a platter.
Yes. 12th and 19th Street BART stations are in Oakland. References REFER ENCE. If you have 12 nickels, you got 60 cents. The Giants play in the National League. The A's play in the American League. It is true. Ireland is an island. Princess Anna is from Frozen. Demi Moore was married to Bruce Willis. And ROFL is rolling on the floor laughing.
All right, Brittany. Well, no $1,000 this time around, but thank you for listening. What's happening in your world today? What you got going on?
Not so much, just working from home like I have been and getting ready to go for a run now that the air is better.
Right?
Enjoy it. Yes, you will love it outside.
All right, Brittany. We'll have a fantastic day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You guys too. Thank you. Bye.
You just surprise me sometimes, dude. That Romeo and Juliet. I mean, I didn't know how the heck you knew that song.
I'm a multifaceted person, and I hang out with a lot of different kinds of people.
Okay.
Baby.
All right. I like it, baby. I like it. All
not
right,
just we're... some little white boy from Watauga.
No, you're not. All right. We're taking a pause. We're coming back, and then we're jumping right in to the secret sound. $1,500 is in the jackpot. Of course, we'll play you the sound and give you a new clue, and that happens at 8:20. Don't move.
Let's go.
Brought to you by our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. This little sound right here is now worth $1,500. Caller 9, do you know what the secret sound is? Well, hit us up, 888-456-9970. We'll take your guess and give you a clue next.
Let's go!
Let's go over to Michelle in San Ho. Good morning, Michelle. Happy hump day.
Good morning.
What's going? What is going on, Michelle? You didn't hear everything we were talking about off the air, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
I heard you laughing. I thought,
One day we're going to release the tapes for everybody. All the
really are.
Conversations.
We have a good time, Michelle. You'll have a good time if you can score this $1,500.
So here is...
Oh, I am crossing my fingers.
Here is the sound.
Okay.
And we'll give you another clue to add to the list. And what is it, Greg?
In March... You might look for me as a shamrock.
Oh, no. that has thrown me off.
Well, okay. We need a guess. $1,500 is on the line. What do you think it is?
I'm just going to throw this out there because it's killing me. is it turning on your sprinkler system and just letting it run?
Is it turning on your sprinkler system and just letting it run for $1,500? Is that the secret sound?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry. Not the secret sound, but you're welcome to call back in less than an hour. 9:20. We're going to do it again, okay?
Definitely.
All right, have a good
okay,
one.
Thank you.
So, we take another $100, throw it in there. $1,600 up for grabs at 9:20 in the secret sound.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Morning.
In the morning, when the sun comes rising up.
All right.
With Benny and Greg.
The sun is rising up. I know it is foggy right now, but that is expected to burn off. We'll have some blue skies and smoke-free day. I cannot wait. Please enjoy it while we can. It could be coming back Sunday, the smoke. So, I mean, the air quality index, the numbers are low across the bay right now. It's beautiful.
Well, you are Mr. Air Quality Index, and so you love looking at it. You said it was 6 in San Francisco today?
It was. That was about an hour ago. I could check now.
But yeah, you check every 10 minutes.
I mean, I'm not the only one. I know other people are addicted to checking like every 10 minutes.
But
right?
when I was in Philadelphia, you told me it was 200 one of the days.
For sure.
And now it's 6, so I bring in... I'm full of hot air. I must have blown it all out. I bring in the good air.
but yes, enjoy it while we can. And of course, people are loving that Ghostbusters. That was probably the funniest Ghostbusters ever.
Oh,
one of them. I'm going to say top 5.
That
was
say that every time. Awesome. I love it.
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, Greg and I were clearly having a good time.
Yeah, we really are.
but a lot of people are loving Sam, both men and women. Loving Sam on the hotlines. Louis texted in, Nadia, go get your man. He can eat like a savage. Winky face. Good morning, Big Bay Mornings. Want to shout you out. That Ghostbusters was hilarious. I think Sam probably had a doggy bag in his beard, too. chunks of meat all in the beard. And other people are actually agreeing with Sam and you, Greg, that they would just pick up meat with their hands and go for it.
Listen, I know that you and Art like these wimpy buffalo wings that don't have a bone in it. Boneless.
For sure.
They're the best... things have a bone in them. That's where all the flavor is.
Straight up. Wait a minute.
Chicken wings, absolutely, you could pick up with your hands. You said you would pick up a ribeye at a steakhouse with your hands and start munching on it.
So
No.
My mother and I would do the absolutely same thing. And Benny, by the way, you can ask her about this, and you should on Friday when we talk to her. If you don't eat all the meat off your T-bone, she will take it at the restaurant and then gnaw on it like a dog. And, I mean, that's where I learned it. And you said your wife is like that, too.
With chicken wings, she cleans them. She's not picking up a steak.
Oh, no, I am. Why would you waste that meat?
You know, I mean, we could debate this all day long. Well, you could use your steak knife and really get all that meat off of there.
Listen, I grew up in some hillbilly conditions. If there was meat left on a bone, we were going to eat that meat somehow.
Well, we've got $1,600 inside that Secret Sound jackpot. Of course, 920 is your next shot to grab all that money. We'll give you another clue as well to add to the list. So that'll happen at 920. Before that, in about 5 minutes, it is a Would You Rather Wednesday. Stick around.
Big Bay Morning.
Would You Rather Wednesday. Greg, would you rather be twice your weight or half your height?
Either one for me is terrible.
Gotta choose.
I mean, twice my weight?
Or half your height. So either way, it's going to look the same. If we cut you in half, you're going to look twice your weight. And if you just double your weight, obviously, you're going to look twice your weight.
That would
be a little Oompa Loompa running around.
You know what? I'm going to go half my height just because I would be unique. I would be unique.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I would give people something to talk about.
Producer Art, are you going double the weight, half the height?
I mean, I'm going to double the weight. I'm already on my way there right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotta go with it, baby.
I'm basically there.
The only one, though, it would look decent on is at least, Benny, you have some height. So then, you know, if you double your weight, you're still going to probably look okay.
You know, I'm still 20. I lost some weight and I put it back on, so I'm now 20 pounds heavier than I was going into quarantine in March.
You were 19 the last I checked. Now you're up to 20?
I was 19, then I dropped a few when we were juice cleansing. So as you do those, it shows that it works. And then I haven't done it in a week, and I've been eating like crazy. Haven't worked out, so now I've gone back up. So now I'm 20 pounds. It's a nice even 20.
Yeah, I didn't want to call you out yesterday when you were eating chips and salsa for breakfast. Since you just admitted it, I might as well.
Would you rather go 50 years in the future or 50 years in the past?
Past.
For sure. Well,
100%.
First of all, yeah, I mean, the future's not looking bright here, so I don't want to go 50 years in the future.
It's not.
And then 50 years in the past, 1970? Oh, come on, baby. Yeah, I would love to be in the year 1970.
Can you only imagine if we had worked in radio in the 70s and 80s?
So
awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Art, what are you doing? You're going past?
Yeah, I'm going into the past. I forgot that 50 years ago isn't the 50s anymore, and so now that I know it's 70s, I'm in.
Would you rather lose your ability to taste food or to feel sex?
Oh, God. I mean, those are like equally wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You eat way more often than you have sex. So I'm going, I would rather not feel that part. And I'd probably be a much more productive person in society if I wasn't worried about that. So eating is king. Let's go. I want to eat. I want to taste it. So buy sex.
All right. I agree with that. Producer Art?
Yep. 100%. Yeah,
it's no secret we love to eat on this show. That's for sure. All right. We'll do a few more of those when we get back. Plus, of course, Secret Sound in 7 minutes. $1,600. We will look for caller 9 at 920 and, of course, give you another clue. Make sure you are here.
Let's go.
Playing with Bill and San Leandro. What's up, Bill? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. It'll be even happier if we can give you $1,600.
Oh, for me too. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Well, here is the sound one more time. And we'll give you another clue, Bill. Here it is.
You can do this left-handed or right-handed.
Okay. All right. I think it is someone. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
I think it is someone repeatedly pressing on a slap chop, like a vegetable chop, a slap chopper.
Oh, my God, I remember those. I had one of those.
Is that the secret sound for $1,600?
So sad. So sorry.
Not a bad guess, though, especially given that clue. All right, Bill, we'll play again this afternoon.
Chop, man. So did I.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll play again at 12:20, so hit us up again if you'd like to play.
Sounds good, for sure.
All right, have a good one. Speaking of products that we love, did we get a post up there at Big Bay Mornings? Greg and I each put up a product that we're loving right now while we have been stuck at home. One of our favorite purchases of 2020.
It is up there, Big Bay Mornings Instagram. Check it out. Find out what Benny absolutely loves and find out what I love. What his has something to do with food, and mine has something to do with exercise. Fits our personality.
Surprise, surprise. All right, everybody. So, yes, 12:20 is the next time to play Secret Sound. Make sure you get signed up, though, to be an insider at 997now.com because you will get bonus clues there that you will not get on the radio to help you win the money. $1,700 is now what sits in the jackpot.
You're waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, okay. I see how it is. I love how producer Art and Sal the Rat are trying to take credit for the show right now, although they do help out. So
help out.
Here's okay. You too.
They get us water. They get us water and things like that.
Out. Stress us out. Yeah. So while that song was playing, we have a new big boss here at our company. And we had an all staff meeting on Zoom earlier this week to meet her, you know, virtually. But of course, most of us are not there in the office still. So, you know, Greg and I were still broadcasting from home. Producer Art is in the studio in Daly City, along with Sal the Rat, who runs the board and plays all the music for you and turns the mics on and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, this new big boss, she popped her head in the studio during that song and said, "Hey, just want to say good morning. You guys sound great."
Yeah, y'all are doing a great job. Yeah,
I mean, we are doing a great job.
But she thinks that one of you guys are Greg and one of you is Benny. That's what she thinks, and you didn't even correct her. You let her believe that.
I mean, she could have been just complimenting. She probably knows, and she's just complimenting us on the job we're doing behind the scenes.
You know, now that she thinks they're us, Sal's probably going to run in and say, "Can you change my direct deposit and just send deliver my check here now? I'm going to go ahead and take my check from you guys."
Well, which one would be you, which one would be me? I'm assuming Art would be you.
Yeah, because we're both gay.
Two gay guys. That is wrong.
And then Sal and I are about the same size right now, so we're most alike. Yeah, I think that's about right. But I think you should go in there and correct her and let her know that you guys are not Benny and Greg.
I'm sure she knows that we are not Benny and Greg.
We better set up a Zoom happy hour with her so we can get to know her.
Let's do it.
And make sure we get the proper credit for our our greatness that we have been performing.
You're Sal. He's Art.
All right. Well, good morning. Thank you for hanging out with Sal and Art this morning on Big Bay Mornings. We had a great time with you.
I actually would pay to listen to 1 hour of the Sal and Art show. Oh. So when can we do that? Can we do that at 5 o'clock tomorrow, the 5 to 6 hour?
I mean, it usually happens in December when you guys take off for Christmas, so we'll do that this year again.
The entire month of December, they can do that. Shall we go through a few texts before we get out of here, Greg?
Absolutely.
Sandy said, "Someone please send me a selfie of Sam from Ghostbusters. He sounds hot and nice."
He really did. And he carries around food in his beard. So, you know, that'd be interesting to see that.
You'll never be hungry. If you missed if you missed Ghostbusters this morning, it'll be on our podcast, which will be up before 11 today. Andrew said, "You guys made my morning with your gritos." Yeah, we were doing some gritos earlier this morning. Of course, it is Mexican Independence Day. Happy Mexican Independence Day.
And before I think when we end the show, you're the best at it, Benny. You need to do it. And somebody called us out. You didn't say, or none of us said, "Viva Mexico" at the end. So we got to say that at the very end.
Right now, you're saying we're going to do it?
If you're done with the text, I think you should do it to end the show.
All right. Sal, you got my music? You got to give me my music, baby. You got to get me in the zone. Come on. Give me some Vicente. Let's go. All right. What am I supposed to say?
Viva Mexico!